This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hard as this may be to process, we are not all that far from the fifth anniversary of the bailout of Bear Stearns, March of this year to be precise. That also means we're not far from the fifth anniversary of the death of Lehman Brothers and the whole nightmare that was the end of 2008. A lot has been written about it, a lot of analysis has been done, and a lot of blame has been thrown. Alan Blinder, though, best known as an economist at Princeton, but also a former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve, says in his new book, After the Music Stopped, that not enough credit has been given. Alan Blinder, it's good to have you with us.
My pleasure.
This crisis brought with it a fundamental intervention of the government in the economy with the TARP and the Fed and the bailouts and all of that. And one of the key points you make in this book is that you don't believe necessarily the government has gotten the credit for saving things, for saving the world, basically.
Right. In fact, it's worse than that. I think the government's taken a lot of blame for how bad the crisis was. Now, some of it was deserved. That said, history will, I am confident, be written, and I'm starting it in this book, I hope.
If you say so yourself.
By declaring that the stimulus, that the TARP, and that the bank stress tests were enormously successful government interventions that saved us from a much worse fate.
But I think you have to admit, and you do a bit in this book, that the government was inconstant in its actions. It was herky-jerky. It was fits and starts. It was, hey, this didn't work. Let's try this. You know, there was a lot of, you know, backing and forthing and toing and froing.
Yeah, there was, especially early on. Now, some of that's forgivable since things are coming at these guys from all different directions that they've never seen before. These guys at that time were mainly Hank Paulson, Tim Geithner, and Ben Bernanke. And there was this inconstancy. The thing that I complain about most in the book was the rank discrepancy between the treatment of Bear Stearns in March 2008 and Lehman Brothers in September 2008. After Bear Stearns, it was a reasonable supposition that Lehman Brothers, being in the same business and almost twice the size of Bear, would get a similar fate. Mm-hmm. Instead, it was CU in bankruptcy court. That was really... Well, I don't want to say the straw that broke the camel's back. That was like another camel falling on the camel's back. I mean, it broke everything.
I can't let you go without asking you about a professional and academic colleague of yours, the guy who is now arguably running the American economy, Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Fed. What do you think of what the Fed has done so far? And more important, how much more can it do if Congress continues to dither?
If I interpret your question as starting sometime after Lehman,
plus or minus,
I've already
said,
I think the handling of Lehman was a mistake. And Ben Bernanke knows that. I think that we've discussed it. But after that, the Fed has just done superbly. It's been imaginative and smart. Now, all that said, once you get interest rates, short-term interest rates, down to about zero, and we've been there since December 2008 – the Fed starts pulling weaker and weaker weapons out of the armory.
Which is funny because everybody's expecting stronger and stronger stuff from the Fed.
Yeah, but, you know, they shouldn't. And Ben Bernanke and his colleagues at the Fed know that this is so. So I'm with Bernanke on the attitude, well, if all I've got is slingshots and pea shooters to fight the enemy, I'm shooting them. But realistically, the Fed just doesn't have the heavy artillery that it once had and will have again once we normalize things, but it doesn't have it now.
Alan Blinder, he's a professor of economics at Princeton University. He's got a new book out. It's called After the Music Stopped. Professor Blinder, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai.